The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Until my drugs.
Oh, that's good.
A little dust in the baggie.
God, did they call it that? Because everything's been thought of as far as drugs go.
Oh, yeah. Dust in the baggie.
There's another old crow had a fun name for it, and I forgot what it was. They had a song about cocaine.
They had one about methamphetamines, too.
Yeah.
It was called methamphetamines.
But this is clever. Dust in a baggie.
Like you can't make picking. Like...
You couldn't make a cool song like, yeah, I'm smoking Kratom, doing Delta 9.
Oh, wow. You lost your cred.
Like, are there vaping songs?
Oh, there gotta be. I got my foobar and I'm blowing a cloud. I got my voo-poo. Others?
Not sin. I'm during the break, I was reading something on the H, you know. You know, the H.
Oh, the H.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. We'll talk about that.
Yeah. It's called...
Is like the H is going around, like, right now?
The Helanta virus? Is that what it's called? Helanta? Yeah, that's one spell it.
That's a big deal, man. Something that we can't figure out.
Isn't it? It's odd to me that just the cruise ship thing is that...
Which didn't look like a cruise ship, to be honest with you. Not a nice one, at least.
I tell you, I will never cruise ever again. Not just in boats. I won't go to cruise ends, you know? Sock hops.
I've seen all the old cars. I'm good.
And then, Paige or Fatboy, one of you was saying that other countries are making their people stay out of the country for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, like Spain. I don't remember how many Spaniards were on this ship, but they had a quarantine for 45 days before they can even go back in the country. Now, but guess what? Not here. No.
For those of you in Georgia.
So they're monitoring people in Georgia and Nebraska. And I think one test negative in Georgia, but still.
Yeah, 1 to 8 weeks after exposure. That's a long time.
That's also as 1 to 8 weeks. That's vague. an odd time.
But they tell you that it's not the next pandemic.
Oh no! But, what is the next one?
Well, they haven't named the next one, but they're saying this is not, you know, anything that's going to be on a COVID type level. But they downplay COVID every day of COVID actually going on.
Well, I mean, it was like that at the beginning, and then they kind of figured it out or whatever. And
I want to hear it again.
You know, they it's just the flu after
flu-like symptoms.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That was the
headache, joint pain, dizziness, chills, abdominal pain. It could be anything.
Yeah, it could.
You killing me today?
I'm telling you, you a Googling machine. Today.
I know. It's like, wow. Look this up, Paige. Somebody just texted in that hantavirus is not even real. It was a outbreak used in an episode of X-Files in 1998. What?
Yeah, but look, when you go back and watch X-Files,
yeah,
when they talk about MKUltra and all that stuff,
yeah,
I mean, come on, some of this stuff been around a long time. But it's kind of resurging and resurfacing now.
Yeah, but is how would they... I don't keep up with stuff. Like, is hantavirus... Was it already a virus? Like, something that was in other parts of the world?
That's what killed Gene Hackman and his wife, was hantavirus.
But how would they have...
It's a virus that's carried by rodents.
Yeah, it's airborne. So it could be anywhere you pick it up.
Watch out for flying rats.
A restaurant or somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you accidentally eat a rat turd thinking it's a milk dud, maybe you get it that way. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know if Genie got bit or if he just picked it up.
And this was a movie. It's not even an episode. In the 1998 film X-Files Fight the Future, a staged hantavirus outbreak is used by a government conspiracy to conceal an alien invasion. Jesus Christmas, dude. What?
Look, if you really want to dig into it.
Yeah, but they just did the disclosure stuff, and they're doing 2,000 more pages Friday.
Yep. Now, look, there's a very famous edition of George Magazine in the late 90s. that goes for a lot of money because there's an interview with Bill Gates where he talks about a lung crippling virus that will dwindle the population in the future. Obviously, it's COVID. So that's where people are, you know, especially the QAnon people are like, hey, what exactly did Bill know? When you got all this money, how much information can you access?
Right.
We already know it was engineered in China.
Yeah.
They admit that. Their, you know, version of the CDC says, yeah, we made it, started here.
What? Why would they make it? I mean, was it used as a, was it weaponized or was it just something like, oh, man, we were fooling around with some rats and we made this new thing or bats or whatever it was?
They had the virus in a science lab and somehow it was spread.
I mean, don't you have to assume that? That's the next
human era.
Age of warfare, weaponizing diseases, viruses?
Oh, I think it's always been. I think the stuff over there in Ireland, I think that was absolutely stuff. I mean, they was talking about the Grim Reapers that would come in. People in the villages and stuff would see people with the, what's it called, a shith? What is that word? It looks like a freaking scythe. What is that thing called?
You're talking like
the thing that the
leaking like a sieve.
No, that's a sieve. The it's a weapon the Grim Reaper carried. It's on
sickle?
A sickle.
Yeah.
So what's
a sieve? I'm taking one of those after the show.
I don't know.
I gotta take a sieve, man.
God dang it.
How would they, like, okay, so here's my question. Yeah, I'm a conspiracy type, but hantavirus, like, how would X-Files know in 1998 there was going to be a virus called the hantavirus?
So I don't know how old this stuff is, and we just never paid attention to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably. Or
we didn't have internet, just couldn't have known about it. But are there like a finite number of viruses?
Right.
That part.
How many mutations can you come up with?
How much bacteria and little infections are floating around?
I still think they should call it Gene Hackman's disease because he's the most famous person that ever died from it.
Well, that's true too.
Lou Gehrig got his own disease.
Yep, they took it from him because he forgot who he was. That is very real though. Whoever texts that in, it was 1998 that movie came in. And they did it to make, oh man, that's weird. Like, the timing of that is incredible, right? Because
the
stuff with the disclosure. And then the Spielberg movie coming out called Disclosure Day, like.
I don't want to watch it.
I don't know, man. Like, it's weird.
Plus, were those people some kind of guinea pigs? I hate to say the word, but you know.
Just call them pigs. We don't know if they're from Italy.
Were they test pigs just out in the on the cruise ship? Because no country wanted them to dock.
Yeah.
They wouldn't take them. They had to send people to them to test them to make sure they were okay.
Didn't something like that happen like 3 or 4 years ago with COVID where people were like, there was a problem with the sewer line on the, people were like messing everywhere. And remember the poop cruise? Remember that?
Yeah, what was it?
They floated around the damn oceans forever because nobody let them come back because they had all these diseases because they were
all over the
number two. And there's Legionnaires' disease that causes that type of vomiting and diarrhea.
God,
do you imagine that deck? Just like,
yeah, man, oh man. Okay,
water slide.
There's no answer to this.
Nobody knows.
Uh-uh.
The people that do know probably can't tell you.
Okay, there was a internet show. No, wait, the internet wasn't around. Yeah, it was. Okay, there was an internet show called Four Corners in 1996 that blended science with conspiracy theory, talking about the hantavirus. Okay, so maybe it's something that's been around for a while, and that, yeah, like you said, it's like it's been around for a while, and now we're just now hearing about it. Cause we don't care about crap till it affects us, you know?
No.
If it's in another country, we don't give a damn about it. No, if it's here, then we suddenly care. That is so wild.
So it's new, but it's not new.
Yeah. But the timing of that, though, is, like, really weird. And you know the way the hardcore conspiratorial people say, like, because you would say, how could somebody be so evil to sleep? How could they sleep at night knowing they've done all these atrocities? In their mind, they told you it was going to happen, whether it's through a movie or some kind of pre-programming, yep. and you just accept it.
Or it's justified through patriotism, you know.
Well, yeah,
everybody's
for sure.
got their own little calls.
But then you also, like, when there was no communication with other parts of the world and they were all doing the same things, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ever no. seen that video online? It shows the Christ figure, what he looked like according to other countries.
You talk about the person?
Yes.
Okay, no.
It's the same. It's like all people around the world were drawing that same look, of what Jesus looked like.
They can't.
I don't understand that, though. Like,
yeah.
How would they even know about him in certain countries, you know? How would that have spread, other than missionaries? But the photo, you know, the painting, rather, it was the same kind of look.
Because he wouldn't mean as much in other, you know, he just wouldn't exist in other religions.
Yeah.
Very odd. He's still a famous figure. There's the garden in Gatlinburg where he follows you wherever you go. The Jesus statue. Have you seen that?
Uh-uh.
His eyes follow. It's weird. I'm pretty sure it's Gatlinburg. I went to it as a kid, and I can't remember where it is. It was a garden. There's this Jesus structure, and wherever you move, like, his eyes follow you. Somebody had to have been there before.
Wow. I want to go to that.
Somebody's got to text it in. It's a garden somewhere in Tennessee.
Is it for Halloween or just year-round?
Yeah, it's just year-round.
Oh, man. Tennessee, y'all got all the good stuff. We have a bridge.
Really, you don't have to pay taxes. You can gamble.
Yeah.
Well, the cops can take whatever they want from you anytime,
too. You have all kind of major sports. You've got Nashville.
You got barbecue.
Memphis. You got the King.
You got
Lawler and Presley.
I love Ruby Falls. Don't listen to the FOF guy. Very beautiful place.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we got a new FOF line this week, too.
Oh, a lot of responses.
A lot of responses for that.
A lot of pissed off people.
So is this something to worry about? I don't know. You certainly don't text in and ask us that. Ask your doctor. I don't know. I think, you know, it's like...
It is till it isn't. You know, it's going to happen.
But these viruses... Go ahead.
No.
I was just going to say, I was looking up how many little viruses are out there that are RNA viruses like that.
Uh-huh.
And there's 10.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the one that's trendy now.
Of getting something like, you know, maybe SARS, influenza, hantavirus.
But if it's how do you know what you have? You mentioned that about Bill Gates, when some of the stuff in the Epstein stuff was where he was emailing back and forth saying how he wanted to come up with a way to get rid of all the fat poor people in the world.
God.
Yeah. He wanted to come up with some kind of way to get rid of all the fat, poor people in the
world. Well, I take personal offense to that one.
Ah, well, half of you does.
Where would you put them? That's sad.
I don't know. People are still trying to debate if the suicide letter was real or not.
I mean,
parts of it you can't make out. But
the last line of it, did you notice that?
Yeah.
Did you just read that yesterday? Because I did. I literally just read it.
I went
it
back through it.
So he quotes a line from the Little Rascals movie.
He does.
What the hell, man?
Look, if that tells you, you know, that could be authentic. He's old enough to remember the damn show.
Yeah. No, the movie, the one they made like in the 90s.
Oh, the remake?
Yeah. Yeah.
Paige, he said,
oh, Tate. Make
your phone. Get the Rise Guys Daily Podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
That's sexy.
Man, Wade Hampton closed. Was a brick on 85.
Imagine if you went to a club in the early 80s and this was playing. And there's people dancing to it.
Will they let me in because I got shorts on?
Doing the hustle?
Yeah, they're doing that thing where they're dancing like this. What is the... I mean, I don't know what is the dance called?
That's like if you're trying to like move through a tight space. You got both arms up.
Yeah, it's like I'm slow running. I'm not doing the running, man. I'm just doing... Move really the arms.
Oh, is this the inspiration for Dallas? It's damn near Dallas.
Mm-hmm. You do this on Soul Train.
Oh.
Put your mask on, hantavirus, 6 feet.
It's the local version called Whole Train. Selling sponsorships now.
By the way, the guys on the phone, that we talked about yesterday. And we teased it before we left yesterday. There's a guy who got a health scare, but how he found out was the shocking part. And when I tell y'all this email came in, like, I immediately thought it was fake.
I mean, I still kind of do, to be honest with you.
But because, listen, we can't use his real name, obviously, so we're just going to call him Anonymous. But first off, Anonymous, thank you for trusting us enough to come on here, buddy. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Oh, no, he backed out.
No.
Anonymous.
No, 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 I'm here.
Okay,
Anonymous good. Is here. All right.
Good.
Hey. Thank Thanks, you for, guys. I'm sorry.
No, thank you for trusting us to come on here.
Yeah. Thank you. And, appreciate you, you know, being open.
Yeah. So,
I was glad you didn't back out.
Yeah. Well,
no.
And once everybody hears why, they'll understand. Take us back, Anonymous. What happened? And this is a real kind of eye opener for some people. Really, really is.
Well, let me start. Well, I'm divorced, and I've been single a while. Can't be too descriptive, but it's not exactly flattering. Anyway, I started talking to this woman online a few months ago.
What happened? It turned out to be a man? I'm just kidding. Like, so you met this woman online, you're talking, and then, yeah.
You know, things got kind of flirty.
Yeah, there it is. Right.
And, you know, one night, we all make dumb decisions in our lives. I made a dumb decision.
Yeah. And when you say a dumb decision, was like alcohol or drugs involved or just loneliness since you're in?
I mean, honestly, both.
Well, that was actually three things. It was drugs, alcohol, and loneliness.
It's a deadly combination.
It's a good song.
It really is. That's how every episode of Dateline starts. It really does. You started off with some J-Mo.
Yeah, and there was a body in the trunk, but how did it get there?
So I sent her a picture.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Of what? Your ding-a-ling?
Yeah, I did.
Hang on a second. Did she ask to see it, or like, did it just...
No, she did not.
Okay, so you sent her an unsolicited photo.
Yes.
Boy.
I don't even know what to think. Kind of got a little jump scare on that one.
It is kind of a weird thing. Well, that's what those combinations of loneliness, drugs, and alcohol will do. So you're just talking with this woman online. You send her a photo of you naked. And... God, do you imagine she opened that phone like she got a damn Amber Alert?
Look, guys, I know. It's stupid. I regret it.
Yeah. So walk us through this. What does she say? What's the health scare and all that?
Well, it's got weird because she worked at a hospital.
So Anonymous, though. Nurses are freaks.
True, and she's probably seen worse.
Like right now.
Ew. Apparently.
Yeah, well, that ain't comforting at all.
No.
So first she didn't answer for like 20 minutes, and I'm freaking out.
Yeah. Well, you're having that post-picture clarity where you're like, God bless it, I shouldn't have done this.
Probably pacing around the house.
Yeah.
And she messages me back, okay? She says, how long have you had that dark spot?
What?
I had no idea what she was talking about.
Oh, dang it. Hang on a second. Can you hang on a second? Is that possible?
Sure.
Okay.
I just don't want to get too far into it, like, you know, with right here.
Oh, yeah.
We just don't have time.
Well, yeah, but that sounds like so, like, manufactured. Like, right when he tells us what the dark spot was.
Yeah.
The break.
God, just happened to work out that way, but...
Yeah.
Hang on, well...
I need to know what kind of shape it is.
See, and I knew you'd ask a question.
If it's irregular, then I can see why she flagged that and...
You get curious, don't you? Like, you don't open them, but I know you know when you get them, you got to get curious of what they look like.
Well, I've looked for... I don't know, since... I can see why she did that.
You open them, don't you? You got... Why would you not?
Well, she would, I mean, that's how she would know that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got so many.
Like, I just want to say this. If a woman out of the blue that I was talking to And I did that, just sent me a picture of her vagina just out of the blue. That's kind of wild. Like, that's just kind of wild.
Yeah, it is. But would you be like, you wouldn't be offended like a woman would, right? Like, oh no, I'm turned off this.
No, no, I mean, I don't guess, but like,
like, hey, but, where's the rest of it?
Am I weird because I've never done that?
You've never sent, no.
I've never even sent that to my husband.
What if the angle is up so you see that, but you kind of see like a boob in the background
too? God. Oh, no.
Like it's just laying God, down.
Remember the thing that somebody showed us on Facebook Marketplace, and it was the woman selling that mirror? Yeah. You could see her ass in the mirror.
Oh, my God.
Behind her. God bless. Who's walks around butt naked said, I need to sell some stuff on Facebook Marketplace. Let's take photos butt ass naked. Okay, when we come back, we will get this. He will continue to tell us this story of this health scary guy. I am very interested in this. Normally,
yeah.
There's a lot of questions, like, you know.
Yeah, yes.
Why'd you even do it?
I'm concerned. I mean, any kind of thing, like a blister or some kind of... dark spot, I'd be concerned.
Well, I mean, you think about this. If you...
blister.
Yeah, that's herpes.
Fat boy, when you go number one, do you ever hold yourself in a different position? It's the same way, right?
Yes, it's pretty much the same every time.
Yeah, okay.
No, I still miss a lot, but, you know.
Yeah.
Bless your heart.
He said miss. All right, good morning, everyone.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm going to come over and rough you up.
Man.
I'm the biggest wuss ever when it comes to gross pictures, and Paige decides to.
God.
And she loves, and, you know, I get it. She loves when...
I don't love
when she
that.
Can twist those gears, you know.
The cockles.
She's sitting there showing me pictures of... genital warts on her phone.
Then guess what? She goes, look at this. To me. She's going to show me too.
You wanted to see a copy of it though. I've like grossed out by it.
But you already were working with the situation, so.
I am working.
I'm so sorry.
I'm presently working with the situation.
Will you accept my apology for that?
I do. Breakfast tomorrow will solve all that.
Okay.
Okay. So we're talking to Anonymous. He sent a photo of himself naked to a girl that he was talking to online. She worked at a hospital, and then she said, correct me if I'm wrong, how long have you had that dark spot on your area?
I think this, yeah, that's about what it was.
Okay.
Pretty much.
All right, Anonymous, welcome back, sir.
Yeah.
All right. First off, thank you for waiting patiently. I'm dying. Yes. I'm dying to figure this out, man. Because when I go to the bathroom in a minute, I'm gonna look at mine when I get in there and check things out. So she asked you about the God. I don't want this to be real, real bad. Is it real, real bad? Go ahead. Like, what was?
I don't want my tummy.
All right. So she says that she showed one of her coworkers because she thought maybe it was something bad.
Okay. See, that's the weirdest part morally.
Yeah, because you feel like even though they're nurses or whatever, it's got to be some kind of violation, some HR thing.
Like
right?
Somewhere, they're probably having like a Prisma meeting this morning. They're like, please stop diagnosing genitals from group chats, guys. Please.
Right.
Well,
it's not good.
But they both told me I seriously needed to get checked out.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Now, right. when you hear that, do you think they're just messing with you, trying to, you know?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, I thought she was just trying to embarrass me.
I mean, look, it's a fair assumption, right. Especially if, you know, two of them are looking at it.
Yeah.
But, you know, she kept saying she wasn't joking.
What does the spot look like?
I mean, just dark, weird shaped, and... I've had it for years, probably. I didn't know.
For years?
Yeah. Jeez. Is it growing?
I mean, it never hurt or anything. I mean,
see, that's how dudes are. Men will ignore something until a freaking finger falls off or something else.
Yeah, if nothing's on fire, you know, it's like, you know what, it'll pass. Walk
meanwhile,
it off.
You have women, nothing against women, but they schedule like 12 appointments because they sneezed in a different way. They want to get a third, fourth opinion on that. I get it. They're smarter. They understand.
So anyways, I finally went to a dermatologist.
Yeah. And
they did a biopsy. God,
thank you,
I mean, that's pretty terrifying if it was in that location.
Yeah, there's no way. There's not a good way to hear the phrase, we're going to numb that area. I mean, there's not.
So the doctor called me back a few days later and said it was melanoma.
God, wow.
Oh, holy crap.
See, that whole thing changes right then and there. Right then and there.
Yeah, I mean, the doctor told me if I'd ignored it much longer, it could have spread.
See, that's very scary. That's very scary. And you never thought it was anything other than maybe like a birthmark, or I guess in that case, a girth mark.
No. I mean, and the craziest thing is I never would have looked at it otherwise. I mean,
yes, you got your life saved over something you shouldn't have done, but you did.
True. This may be the first ever inspirational dicture story in history. That's what I call them. Dictures.
Yes. And a dicture, that's funny.
You like that?
Actually, but,
yeah, so what did they have to do, though, seriously?
They surgically removed it.
Oof.
Yeah. Moved what? Like,
they cut it out.
Boy, they ain't enough anesthesia on Earth for that. No, sir.
No, it wasn't pleasant.
You probably walked in the surgery looking like a hostage, all blindfolded, chain ganged in. But,
I mean, yeah, it sucked, but they got it all, and I'm totally fine now.
Good. Thank God, man, because the one story of the guy who had the cancer, he lost 4 inches out of his penis.
God.
And he had similar, what you had.
He had a negative number afterwards. That's good, though.
I mean, honestly,
at least you cut it in time and it didn't spread.
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly embarrassing, but that woman probably saved my life.
Yeah. Did you tell? What a weird story. But text her back and say, hey, thanks for telling me about that blemish? Because, you know.
Yeah. funny you say that. She said it was one of the weirdest conversations she's ever had. So.
Well, you know, imagine trying to explain that at work.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. How did you and, I know your name's not Tom. I'm saying, hey, how did you and Tom meet? Well, we met medically. We met medically.
I mean, it would be a good movie, or a funny one at least.
Paige, you would watch that. Hallmark making a movie next Christmas about it.
Sure, I would.
Yeah, you'd watch that.
I like
seriously,
Christmas movies.
Like, all joking aside, there's probably dudes listening right now who would ignore like weird stuff like that because they're embarrassed, you know? And
well,
that's not saying...
You know, that was me.
Yeah.
And I figured, well, if it didn't hurt, it was nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then you found out there's a difference between a mole... and something that could be melanoma.
Yeah. Skin cancer, man, that stuff, it doesn't care where it shows up either. It'll get you.
Or like exactly. You know, even if something looks weird, you'll get a check. You got to get a check.
Yeah, it could save your life. But, you know, you might want to quit sending strangers pictures of your gimmick.
That's true.
Your penis schnill.
We don't want to lose the lesson there with your meat whistle.
okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Hey, now you know.
Appreciate you coming on here with us this morning. Seriously, that's a big deal. Embarrassing as hell, but that's it worked out.
Yep.
Well, thanks, guys. I mean, listen. I all honesty, I listen to your show. Every morning since 2008.
Hey,
thank you.
You know, modern medicine thanks your penis for its service.
That's right.
Wow.
We salute it this morning. Thank you, sir. Have a good morning.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Now every nurse in the world is going to be getting pictures this morning. Hey, look at this. Tell me, is this anything?
Wouldn't she want to see it again afterwards? Just to, you know.
God.
Yeah.
Goodness.
I mean, you got to, right?
What a mess.
Yeah.
What a mess.
I'm trying to think if he's, you know, sending the picture because it's all about the angle.
Yeah, but what? Okay, so I'll ask this with like dignity or whatever. So like the skin there is different than other skin. So if they took it, you know, they removed part of it, where did they graft the skin from?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I know that the arteries in your heart are the same tissue structure as your anus.
It depends on if they go from the epidermis down into if they go into the dermis, where they would have to suture it. But if it's like on top layers of epidermis, it may just be like, you know, laser burn.
Now, the other way.
Still, though, you want to have a laser near your goober?
We can't help it. You want it. You don't want it to spread.
James Bond did it. What if you need eyelids and they like, you know, you're also uncut, so they got to take from there to get
eyelids.
Oh, my
God. Fill the... Oh, wow. Paige, fill your eyelid. Does it feel like a penis to you?
It's similar.
It's the
right?
same skin. Oh my
no,
God.
Not at all.
What if you need new lips? All right, look.
Very, very soft.
The only way we can give you lips is if we cut your gimmick.
Are you smoking a cigar over there? No.
Wow. Give me a kiss. No.
Goodness.
Golly bum, man. Ow.
Well, if you didn't have one, you'd want to have one.
Yeah, but you don't have those parts. Does it still make you hurt to hear stories like that?
It does.
Yeah, me too.
You know, and I wouldn't say, I would first say go see your physician, and then they would refer you to where you need to go.
What if she did have that issue, like on the surface down there?
She or he?
You, mm-hmm. in this example. You have that issue on the surface.
And I didn't know it. Somebody told me.
Well, that's not really a part you get replaced, right? So you would have to lose it.
Yeah.
But you'd be kind of whoppy jawed because you only got the one.
Whoppy jawed.
Better that than dead.
That's a new word. That's true.
Or you'd have to be, yeah.
Better be whoppy jawed than
whoppy jawed.
Big.
Is that a new word you just came up with? Whoppy jaw?
I've heard it before, but it's usually in response to like somebody who's got like one boob is way bigger than the other one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and that too. You can have plastic surgery and have a nipple mane.
Yeah, but you couldn't have like, you know.
Maybe you can do that too. I don't know.
Let's just say you get a big Montana from Arby's and you lose a little bit of it. You can't go back to Arby's and get more.
I mean, maybe they can do
You'd
something.
Have to pay more.
Cadaver stuff.
Well, it depends on what you started. Do you start with a big Montana? You know.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, too. Do you want cadaver anything when it comes to that?
Yeah, also.
It's too cold.
A couple people online, I think, or on the text line, rather, think that skin cancer only comes from, like, being in the sun. They're wanting to know.
Mm-hmm. I did. That's where I thought it came from, mainly. Your UV exposure.
I mean, that is one of the biggest causes of you know,
yeah.
cancer, but still you can have cancer anywhere.
Could he have touched something and touched himself? I don't know how it starts down there. It's always dark. I mean, it is. Look,
I think it's
look in your pants right now. It's not too much
well,
light.
Well, we are in the dark in here anyway. Paige, give me your nighttime light keys so I can look.
All things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.